You're listening to Called to Homeschool, episode number 189, Be the Light. Are you feeling the call to homeschool and you're not sure what to do? Or maybe you are already homeschooling and it doesn't look like what you hoped it would. My name is Megan Thomas and I'm a certified life coach, a mother of seven, and a homeschool pro with more than a decade of experience. I can show anyone how to create success in their homeschool, and I'd love to show you how. Are you ready? Hello, friends, and welcome back to my last podcast episode for the year. What an amazing year I've had. What an amazing year my business has had. I just want to thank all of you so much that have joined me in on this journey. Some exciting things to look forward to for next year. So this is something I'm really excited about having done next year is my new and very improved workbook. Still working on the title, but something along the lines of 30 days to ease into homeschooling. And I love that I'm going to give you a step-by-step guide to create a really strong foundation in your homeschool. And you can take a day at a time to do it. You can take a couple days at a time to do each day, but really a step-by-step guide. If you were like, okay, in 30 days, I want to create something amazing, a step-by-step guide. So I'm so excited about that workbook that will be available next year. Let's see, another thing next year, my No Yelling course is going to be a 9-month program because it takes 9 months to grow a human. Why not take 9 months to grow you into the next version, not the next version, the really 9 months to strip away the false version of yourself, honestly. So 9 months to strip away that false identity and really stepping into your true identity. So I am super duper excited about that. So there'll be more, but those are my two big ones that I'm excited to add. So a few weeks ago, I had a friend tell me about some changes to Spotify. If you haven't heard, I'm sorry to be the bearer of bad news. But Spotify has added sexual videos and other sexual content to their app. Even if your app is in, I don't know what it was called. So like no explicit, what is that called? Explicit, to not have explicit things on the podcast. So even if you are in that, you can still access some sexual things on there. And I was so mad. I was so mad and upset when I found this out. Like, no, this can't be real. My husband's like, no, I'm pretty sure it's real. And I went and checked and it was real and I was able to access everything. And I thought, are you kidding me? My family uses Spotify. I have all my playlists on Spotify. A bunch of my kids had Spotify on their phone, all those things. And I was feeling angry and mad at the world. And the world just feels darker and scarier and evil seems to be seeping in everywhere. And I was just angry. And I allowed myself to feel real upset. And then the next day, when I've had time to just feel upset and I could think more clear, I thought of a talk from President Russell M. Nelson. Now, I'm giving my interpretation of the talk, and so I'm sure I'm getting some of this wrong, but this is what I remember. To me, he was saying that the world is getting darker, so we are going to add more temples to bring it more light. Light always chases away darkness. Friends, even in a pitch black room, the tiniest light makes a difference. So as I was thinking more clearly about Spotify and other darkness in the world, I had such a strong impression that I need to be a bigger light to get rid of the darkness. I don't know if I've talked about this on the podcast before, but I have had so many impressions about being a lighthouse. I've actually been working on a poem for a while about being the lighthouse, and I had a version I really loved and I cannot find it anywhere. So I've started it over many times and I haven't finished it, about being this lighthouse, and I can almost just see this strong lighthouse on firm foundation. And my Savior is my firm foundation. And my family has to go out into the storm. And whether that's my husband traveling, children going on missions. I have a daughter headed to Bangkok to teach English. And she's been living in Puerto Rico for most of the year, being a nanny. And so just different things where my children are leaving and need to go out into that storm. But then having this solid footing and this bright light, always welcoming them home, always showing them the way back. This podcast, My social media and my coaching are all ways that I am trying so hard to be a bigger light. I interviewed an awesome couple and their podcast episode will air in January, and he made a comment about his YouTube channel being a way to share his light. I hope I'm saying that correctly, but that is the impression I got from him. I want to end this year's podcast with challenging you to share your light. Be tuned in with God. What's the best way for you to share it and shine? We all have different strengths, different gifts, and different abilities. It makes me think of my father-in-law, who was a very unassuming man. He passed away a few years ago. He was never loud. He was never going to be the extroverted person in the group. And his funeral was so powerful because it was packed. And it was packed with people who came and talked about how he was the one who was there when they went through a hard time. He was the one who checked in on them every week to make sure they were okay. His sons lived a colorful life, and a few of them even served jail time. And their dad, they actually both said, our dad was never embarrassed of us. He showed up every week to come and visit us. And he was such a bright light, and he used his strengths and his gifts to shine a light. I can think about so many different people and different ways that they're sharing their light, whether it is small and simple ways like my father-in-law, who is taking the time to meet with people one-on-one, whether it's people who are out on social media and trying to shine a light with positive podcasts. I think about different scripture podcasts that I listen to that I am so grateful for. What is the one? I listen to a couple. I listen to Talking Scriptures and Don't Miss This. And those are two podcasts that are just helping me learn so much more about the scriptures, and they're just shining their light and their knowledge and their love for their scriptures. And they're just sharing that and giving it away. And they're just so amazing. So I want you to be in tune. What is the best way for you to shine your light? What are your gifts and your talents that you can share with the world? Is it music? Is it by talking one-on-one to people? Maybe you called to be on social media. I know I coached a client once about, she wanted to share her light on social media, and it was completely out of her comfort zone. And that was really fun. And it's been fun to watch her social media account as she continues to have the courage to share her light on social media. Maybe your light is by doing small acts of service. I have a neighbor who is constantly doing service. She's the most unassuming woman ever, but she is always there helping. She's the first one to show up with a meal. She goes to an old folks home. They all know her by name because she goes there regularly to shine her light. She's a light in her home and a light in our community. Maybe you're called to be a light right now in your family, in your home, to help your children learn how to be a light so that they can take it to the world, right? We get to change a generation. So part of that being a light can be within your own home. And that's something that's probably what I'm most excited about, is being that light within my own home and teaching my children how to be a light as they go out into this world. Whatever you feel called to do, I want to challenge you and encourage you to do it. This world can feel dark, and evil seems to be seeping in at every stinking corner. But light always chases away darkness. So friends, go forward with faith, and please be a light, because we need as much light as we can handle. I love all of you. Grateful for you for listening, for everything, all of the light that you share and all the good that you do. And I will talk to you next week. Are you ready to take the concepts learned on this podcast to the next level? Then I invite you to join Mama's Members, a place where I will help you succeed in your family and homeschool beyond what you thought was possible. You will have access to hours of content, a place to ask questions, and weekly coaching calls to help you be the amazing homeschool mom you are called to be. To sign up, go to www.coachmegthomas.com/join. I can't wait to see you there.